Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show.
Reconnecting with your heart, reconnecting with your dreams will change your ability to be more productive. You will become so much more effective and efficient, but you will feel not just
effective and efficient.
You will feel alive. That's all I wanted from my career as a coach. I was like, I just want to feel that aliveness of the personal meaning of doing things I love and I dork out about. And I want that social contribution of changing people's lives or making some kind of inspiration. It's why I got into coaching. That was my dream. I said, I'm gonna own that dream. I don't know how to do it. I had never done it before, but that's gonna be my thing. I'm gonna own that thing. And whatever yours is, you gotta find it and own it and chase it. And every day, reconnect with your dreams. There's no question What will help you do it? And there's no question what will get in your way. It's just the same. It's human nature. Here's what's going to cause you not to have them, and here's what will cause you to have them. When people don't achieve their dreams, they don't get to experience their dreams. It often happens from such basic things like this one. Distraction becomes their enemy, because with distraction, there becomes more delay, and with more delay, less days connected to the dreams. I know it. I know it personally. I know it personally. When I decided I wanted to leave my job to become a life coach, like that was my original intention, was like, when I finished college, I said, you know, someday I want to be like a coach and like help people individually, and I didn't know what that meant or how that worked. And because I was unsure of myself, I started being distracted. See, in productivity, sometimes they say, don't be so distracted, and what they're really missing is so much of the underlying cause of distraction is this little guy down here called doubt. It is the lack in faith in your ability to figure things out, aka confidence. The more confidence you have, the less distracted you get. Raise your hand if you follow. But you let yourself doubt and wonder, am I good enough? Can I start that? I thought, who am I to be a life coach to anybody? I was in my 20s. And I thought, you know, all these people who want life coaching, they're much more experienced than me, or they're more wealthy, or I told myself all these stupid stories without ever having looked into coaching, because coaching has nothing to do with me, my age, my background, or yours. It doesn't matter if you've done coaching or you know coaching or you've done it. That's not what it's about. Coaching is a process. It's a process where you engage people in meaningful conversations where they can discover things and make some decisions. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about your background. But I told myself those stories. Who's ever done that before? How many of you realize that was the wrong thing to tell yourself? I was just telling myself these dumb excuses and these dumb stories. And so what it ended up looking like was I was doing all these other things. I had so many little side projects. I was doing 50 different things instead of the one thing I really wanted to do, which was build a career inspiring people. Who would love a career like that, by the way? I mean, that's what I do. That's what our coaches do. It's just like, it's magic. But I fooled myself, because I was like, well, who am I? Why could I do this? Without realizing coaching is just a process. If I could follow the process, I could do it. But I had a lot of distractions, and the distractions were really coming from doubt. I don't know what your dream is. Mine was to be a coach someday. I don't know what yours is. But I want you to be very, very careful in noticing where you are distracting yourself and asking, is it because I'm doubting myself? And don't I deserve, after this much time on the planet, to have some faith in myself? If you survived all that other stuff that's happened to you, will you survive the next level? Yes or no? Yes. If you're here and say, I'm here, then you can go there. You got to believe in yourself again. Remember, confidence is just our ability to believe that we can figure things out. We believe in our ability to figure things out. If you don't believe in your ability to figure things out, you just keep more and more and more distracted, more and more detached from the dreams, right? More and more attached. Because on the flip side, the good news is this sucker is also really clear to see, and that is when you got discipline, you're gonna get those dreams. When you got discipline, you will make those dreams happen. I mean, if you know barely what to do and you forge discipline to get there, your career will take off. It will take off. If you barely know what to do, but you're disciplined about it, you can change your life forever. It's how I first started. It's how I first made some money. It's how I first like got into this game. I was like, I got so disciplined about just, I say, okay, I can start conversations with people. I can help them. I can encourage them. I can coach them. Let me build a career. And I barely knew anything. But what I did know, was I was clear about, was my dream. I wanted to spend time with people or on the phone or on the Skype, helping them with their life. I was just like, that would be unbelievable. I would finish the day so fulfilled. I just, once I could believe in myself, needed to set up discipline. If we start getting this right, and we avoid that, and we also deal with this issue. Avoidance of challenge. People avoid a challenge. Because look, you can have all discipline in the world, but a lot of people have discipline doing things that don't matter. A lot of people do have discipline, but they're doing things that don't matter. And the reason they're doing it is they're avoiding the challenge of something higher for themselves. And so you got to be aware of that mindset. Yep, psychology keeps coming into productivity over and over and over again here. So the flip side of distraction is discipline. The flip side of avoidance is what? Action. Disciplined action, even in the face of challenge. To believe and own your dream, even when you don't know what the hell you're doing. How many of you think that's pretty important? I didn't know, I tell everybody, I was like, look, I had no idea what I was doing when I began. There weren't certifications to do what I did. There wasn't any of that. And then ultimately, I figured some things out. I changed the methodology. I went beyond the standard norms. I hit my dream. Who's ever hit your dream before and then set a bigger one? That was it. And then about 6 years ago, maybe seven now, I had a journal like you have, your manifesto. Everyone hold your manifesto and say, I own my dream. And I was writing exactly what you did. My dream is, my dream is, my dream is, my dream is, my dream is. And one of my dreams ended up being something that you've seen some folks here participate in, and I'll invite you to participate. I've told you about. One of the dreams I wrote down is my dream. And I wrote this down, is to have people all around the world living their career, helping other people reach higher motivation and high performance. I just wrote it down. I wanted people around the world doing what I was doing, but for themselves, not for me. I didn't want to just build a company. I was like, I want people to experience the same joys and abundance I had in my life, not as my employees, but them doing it for them. Not as like a network marketing, not as a business or corporation, just like, I want to give you every tool I got, every methodology I got. I wanted people out there knowing, I wanted to go to bed at night knowing that someone had the caliber of sessions I was having with the people I was coaching. That was my dream. Some of you, your next level of your dream is to expand your dream so other people can have it. Write it down. Sometimes the next level of your dream is to expand your dream so that other people can have it. That's social contribution. Sometimes the next level of your dream is to expand your dream so other people can have it. That's sometimes the next level. It's a higher social, like, how many of you feel like you've been blessed in your lifetime? Raise your hand. I mean, blessed. Should you give that to other people, yes or no? That is my personal core belief. I just believe that by giving that which I have been given, I am living some type of purpose. Like I said, I don't know anyone in this room. I'm not gonna claim to know your purpose. I just feel like if you were given wisdom, share that wisdom. If that wisdom came by hard knocks or lucky open doors, why wouldn't you open up some doors for other people? I just feel like if we could get back to that kind of society that says, geez, I've been lucky, let me give as much as I've been given. Not just like a little bit, not just a check once in a while, but like, how can I give people the dream that I got to have? That's what I said. I want to give the dream of being a coach. I want to give the dream of being a book writer. I want to give the dream of what I do in my career. Thank you very much. This is important. This is my dream. I would love for you guys to participate in that dream if it fulfills your dreams too. But I'm gonna ask one thing of everybody in this room. You stay friggin' disciplined and action-oriented towards your dreams. Would you do that, yes?
Yes.
And say, I own my dream.
I own my dream.
That's what you gotta do.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle,
www.ecosystem.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.